Drama inside a Virginia courtroom. CJ Papa, Fox News. Actor Johnny Depp back on the witness stand today in his defamation trial against his former wife, Amber Heard. He was asked about their relationship.
I didn't want to fail. I wanted to try to make it work. I thought maybe I could help her. I thought maybe I could bring her around.
Depp is suing Heard for $50 million when she referred to herself as a survivor of domestic violence in an op-ed. He claims it ruined his career. Because of the war in Ukraine, tennis players from Russia and Belarus will miss one of the sport's Grand Slam tournaments.
Ranked number two in the world, Russian Daniil Medvedev will not be allowed to compete at Wimbledon this summer, nor will women's world number four Arina Sabalenka from Belarus. Today, the All England Club announced because of Russia's invasion of Ukraine and Belarus's support, Russian and Belarusian athletes have been barred from taking part in tennis's third Grand Slam event. Wimbledon begins June 27th. Jared Max, Fox News.
You're spending more due to inflation, but the president says the buck doesn't stop with him. Blame Russia.
War in Ukraine is going to continue to take its toll on the world economy. It's going to take its toll on energy, and it's going to take its toll relative to food.
While the president has blamed the war, Republicans have blamed him, saying, leading up to midterm elections, that it's the president's policies driving up prices. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Inflation hitting a 41-year high last month. D.C. Metro Police calling it a robbery gone wrong at the Peruvian embassy in Washington, D.C., forcing the Secret Service to step in.
Ultimately, the officers end up pulling their service weapons, firing shots, and this person is now deceased.
D.C. Metro Police Chief Robert Conte says the suspect was in possession of a metal stake and that several windows were smashed. The investigation is ongoing. On Wall Street, a market rally. The Dow up 298 right now. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A new poll finds that 56% of Americans are okay with masking up for traveling on airplanes and other shared transportation. A survey from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research, it does show 24% are opposed and 20% say they are not taking a side. Today is 420, the day linked to marijuana, but cops say don't get high and drive.
Multiple agencies around the country say they will be looking out for impaired drivers. The Johnson County Sheriff's Department in Kansas, the Dickinson County Sheriff's Office in Iowa, and the Texarkana Police Department in Arkansas are just some of the agencies warning of increased enforcement activities as part of the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration's campaign regarding impaired drivers and marijuana. NHTSA says marijuana use has been associated with an increased risk in crashes and that 56% of drivers involved in a serious injury or fatal crash in the fall of 2020 tested positive for at least one drug. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams looking to boost the fledgling pot industry in the Big Apple. The Democrat speaking today wants to help minority communities who have been affected by marijuana-related offenses to get into the pot business. Recreational sales across the state are not expected to start until later this year or early next year. Problems at the dentist for an Illinois man. Fox's Tom Rigotti has that story.
Tom Josie says he was getting his tooth filled when he was told he swallowed a tool. Turns out it was a one-inch drill bit the dentist was using. It ended up lodged in his lung, and he had to go to the hospital to get it removed. Doctors told him it happened when Josie coughed in the dentist chair or just before it as he inhaled. Josie says he didn't feel it go down, but it was something of a dicey situation. The drill bit was deep enough in his lung that normal scopes couldn't reach it, and to take it out, part of his lung would have had to be removed. Well, now Josie says he keeps the bit on a shelf at his home.
That's Fox's Tom Rigotti.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.